Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for December 19th, 2017. In today's news, Apex Lifts has named Jordan Byrne service contract manager. Work is finished on a new hotel in New York City's financial district. Toshiba Middle East employees take part in a cleanup effort in Dubai. Mitsubishi Elevators is sponsoring a Safe Rider program in Qatar. And work has begun on a giant platform connecting four towers in Chongqing, China.
Apex Lifts of London has hired Jordan Byrne as service contract manager. Byrne brings almost 20 years' experience to the role, which involves the management of engineers in and around London, day-to-day operational running, contract management, and monitoring and reporting. He began his career in 1998 as an apprentice while completing engineering and electrical qualifications. He later moved to another firm where he carried out services and breakdowns. Most recently, he spent 9 years working for Mitsubishi Elevators, being responsible for its flagship London site and managing 14 lift engineers across the capital.
Construction on 6 Water Street, a 29-story hotel tower in New York City, has been completed, New York YIMBY reports. The 250-key hotel, with its blue and white facade, overlooks the city's South Ferry Terminal, Battery Park, and New York Harbor in the downtown financial district. It houses a Hilton Garden Inn with a restaurant, bar, 24-hour fitness center, and business space for guests. The 298-foot tall tower has 125,680 square feet of space, averaging 502 square feet per room. The developer is Magna Hospitality.
Approximately 50 Toshiba Elevator Middle East, or TELME, employees took part in the annual Corporate Social Responsibility, or CSR, month through participation with the Dubai Municipality and a cleanup of Al Riga Street in Dubai on December 4th. The government of Dubai presented TELME with a certificate for the effort, which was part of a worldwide initiative ordered by Toshiba Corporation CEO Satoshi Sunokawa to promote a wider awareness of CSR. In addition to the cleanup, TELME CSR efforts will include blood drives and vertical transportation safety education. TELME Managing Director M.J. Mohammed Iqbal thanked the government of Dubai, the Dubai Municipality, and top Toshiba executives for their support on the project.
Mitsubishi Elevators and Escalators and its Qatar representative, ETA Melco, recently held a Safe Rider Awareness Program for pupils at the Vision International School in Doha, Qatar, to help the children understand and follow basic safety rules while using elevators and escalators, the Peninsula reports. The report noted that more people than ever are using vertical transportation in Qatar, with a proliferation of apartment and office buildings, schools, hospitals, airports, and shopping malls. The program included a series of video presentations, interactive sessions, and illustrative handouts, and was well received by the children. Mitsubishi Elevators and ETA Melco plan to offer the program in other schools.
A large platform connecting four 250-meter-tall towers at the Raffles City Chongqing Complex in Chongqing, China, is undergoing a week-long process of being lifted into place, China Daily reported on December 15th. The glass-enclosed platform will cover more than 10,000 square meters of space and will include an observation deck, a fine dining restaurant, and a club. Raffles City, a $4 billion U.S. project developed by Capitaland Group and Ascendas-Singbridge of Singapore, covers 1.12 million square meters and has 8 towers. The buildings house residences, a shopping mall, office space, and a 5-star hotel. The project will open in phases, a process expected to begin in 2019.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.